question to Rabbi Sabalowski, who's going to introduce tonight's keynote.
Ashrei shelo yishkacheko ben odom yisam etzboch. Happy is the man who doesn't forget the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Human being derives his strength with the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Ashrei shelo yishkacheko. Many of you may remember that this phrase is said in the davening on Rosh Hashanah. On the Yom HaZikaron, on the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us, right smack in the middle of the bracha of Zichronos, the bracha that deals with the Yom HaZikaron, day of remembrance, the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah, we insert this phrase, Asher Ish Lo Yishkacheko, which seems to be very much out of place. The day of Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaZikaron for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam remembers us. And as such, why should we emphasize our remembering of Him? True, it's important to remember the Rabbanu Shel Olam, but that's not what the essence of the Baruch of Zichronos is all about. And as such, it seems to be out of place, Asher Ish Lo Yishkacheko, at a time when we're focusing on the Rabbanu Shel Olam remembering us. And I think that the answer is that Zikaron is a two-way street. The Baruch Shalom turns to us on the Yom HaZikaron and the Yom HaDin, and he says, you know, you've been asking me all day for Zachreinu, L'chaim, Yalaviyava, Zachreinu, everything should be for good, you should remember us, the Baruch Shalom, the Baruch Shalom, to remember us. The Baruch Shalom turns to us and he says in Rosh Hashanah, I have only one request. You want me to remember you? I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to do so on one condition. Please, Klal Yisrael, don't forget me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to remember us. But he wants us to remember him as well. And I think that these words, which encapsulate Yom HaZikaron of Rosh Hashanah, set the stage and set the tone for the kinos and for the entire commemoration of Tisha B'Av. The opening words of kinos, Zechor Hashem Hayalanu, paraphrasing the end of Megillas Eicha that we just concluded, and we turn to the Rabbanu Shalom throughout tonight and throughout tomorrow, throughout the day, and we beseech the Rabbanu Shalom, Zechor Hashem Hayalanu, remember what happened, remember the tragedies of the past, remember the Chorban, and thereby bring about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And we focus a lot on the Zikaron of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And no doubt in Shamayim, Kaviyochal, they're also saying kinos tonight. They're also mourning the Beis in Shamala, the tragic events of the Chorban, and perhaps in the Kinos in Shamayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is turning to us and saying, if you are truly crying out, Zechor Hashem Hayalanu, I'm asking you one thing on this Tisha B'Av, just remember what? What are we supposed to remember? That are focusing right now on what the Rabbanu Shalom should remember, what are we supposed to remember on Tisha B'Av? What are we supposed to remember? How are we supposed to remember? When are we supposed to remember? So I think all of those questions all revolve around one most basic fundamental yesod we have to look at when we begin the day, evening, night, the day of Tisha B'Av, the day truly of Zichronos, of fulfilling the Meshkach Yerushalayim, to fulfill the mitzvah of Zikaron, to fulfill the Zeichel HaMikdash and Zeichel HaChorban in the most profound way. How do we go about remembering what was lost on this day? We speak about the Leil Tisha B'Av as being a night of tears. B'chosifke b'layla. It is a time that started out as a b'chia b'chshel chinam, the days of the Meraglim. We read a little bit about this morning's Kriyas HaTorah. It was tears and crying that transformed this time, this day of Tisha B'Av into a Leil b'chia l'doros, a night of crying. How does the person muster up tears? How does the person reach the point of b'chios? B'chosifke b'layla is not just a statement of reality, but it's almost like a mitzvah sayom. Each yontiv has its mitzvah sayom, the Seder has its mitzvahs, and Sukkot has its mitzvahs, and Rosh Hashanah has its mitzvahs, Yom Kippur has its mitzvahs, and Tisha B'Av has its mitzvah as well, and b'chosifke b'layla is a mitzvah sayom, a chovah sayom, to be bocha, to cry, to shed tears on today. And how does a person go about shedding tears for the Chorban? The Torah tells us, beginning of Parshas Chayisara, that when Avraham Avinu heard about the death of his wife, Sari Menu, so he doesn't just immediately break down in tears. L'spod l'sarav l'fkaisa. First, he eulogizes Sarah. First, he recites a hesped for Sarah, and that hesped is transformed into lifkosa, into tears. Tears that are not preceded by a hesped are perhaps not as genuine as they could be. And what is the mitzvah of a hesped? We know the fundamental mitzvah of a hesped is to draw attention to the kavod hameis, to the honor, the proper honor of the one who is no longer with us, to focus on the midas tovos, to focus on the godliness and the greatness of the individual who has left this world. And upon contemplating, and upon concentrating as to who that individual was, with the realization that that individual is no longer here, that is ultimately what creates the genuine tears, v'yav ravam nispol b'sov l'fkosa. It is only through the genuine words of a hesped that the bechiyos can become meaningful. And the same is true, as Chazal tell us, Tanoim, when they ate their meal of Sudah Mafsekes, we didn't do that today because it was Shabbos, but Tishma of Shchalas Pechol, when they ate the Sudah Mafsekes, they ate Kimishameis Amutol Lefanov, they ate like they had just lost a close relative. When the Beis HaMikdosh is Chorev, it's Mishameis Amutol Lefanov, and as such, Tisha B'Av is a time, in a certain sense, of a hesped. It's a hesped for the Beis HaMikdash that is no longer here. It's a hesped for the tragedies of Klal Yisrael. It's a hesped for the Kavod HaShechina. And as such, a proper hesped requires an understanding of the greatness of the individual who is being eulogized. And it behooves us on this day of Bechios to be maspid, to be samikdash properly, to appreciate, to focus, to understand, each to the best of their ability, what was, what greatness was, what Ashras HaShechina was, what Avaris Hashem was, what Avaris HaKarbonos was. And many of the kinos emphasize this, many of the kinos that we'll say tomorrow go into details about the Klei HaMikdosh, and the Karbonos, the Godless of Yerushalayim, the Tzions, focusing on the greatness and greatness, because if one doesn't appreciate the greatness, then one cannot properly be maspid, one cannot properly be boicher. The Gemara tells us, Masechet Yevamos, that after the death of Shaul HaMelech, lo nispod ki halocha, he wasn't eulogized as appropriate as he should have been, as the tzaddik, the Melech Yisrael, that he was. And David HaMelech, his successor, was taken to task for this. And the Gemara tells us, based on Pesukim and Sefer Shmuel, that David HaMelech and Klai Yisrael were openly punished for not being maspid shol ki halacha. And when David was informed by the Navi of this, he turns to Rabban Shalom and says, I'll be maspid now. And Chazal tell us that the Rebbe Shalom sent him a message to the Navi that it was too late. The 12 months had already passed. In Dr. Bekach, it's no longer appropriate to be maspid. What is that about? 12 months have passed. So we know, Shir Shicha Yid Beis Chodesh. After 12 months, person begins to forget, memories begin to ebb. There's a halacha, there's a halacha no chazavelos, with the psalmist in Parsha Zohar, with others in other areas of halacha, that Shir Shicha Yid Beis Chodesh, 12 months pass, and you don't think about something, you don't focus on something, it's very, very hard to recreate that feeling at a later date. And the same is true about the Churban, that Chazal understood that there has to be a Tisha B'Av every year. We can't say, well, every couple of years, we'll focus on the avails of the Churban. No, you cannot go 12 months, you cannot go an entire year without having a Tisha B'Av, because if Shir Shichacha, 12 months, kick in, then you have violated that oath that was taken on Laras Bavel of Tishkach, Im Lo Eshkechech Yerushalayim. Klai Yisrael swore that they would never forget the Beis HaMikdash. So the mitzvah Hayom is a mitzvah of Hesped. Hesped requires of it Zechira, a lack of Shichacha. Hesped requires of it a proper understanding and appreciation of what the godless of the Beis HaMikdash and everything that went along with it was. And it is through the proper appreciation of the godless of the Beis HaMikdash, being maspid the Beis HaMikdash properly, we can fulfill the mitzvah yom b'chiyah. Now we always speak about how difficult it is, today's world, Tov Shedayin Vav, for many of us, perhaps all of us, to be maspid and to be bocha for the Beis HaMikdash properly. After all, not that we want any tzaros, chalila v'chalila, but just not all that long ago, when Klal Yisrael situation was so precarious, tzaros, acharonos, mishachos, arishonos, not that long ago, hundreds of years ago, days of pogroms, days of crusades, inquisitions, even more recently, holocausts, all the events that we're going to read about in so much detail and discuss, and to almost live through, so to speak, in tomorrow's kinos. So perhaps it was easier for them to be maspid. Perhaps it was easier for them to cry. For most of us, let's be honest with ourselves, Tisha B'Av's a sad day, true. Baruch Hashem, B'liya and Vara, most of us, things are pretty good. Things should continue, things should be good. Things should only get better. It's hard for us to be maspid. It's hard for us to be bocha. It's hard for us to appreciate. But I think perhaps the Rebbe Shlom gave us something that enables us to appreciate Churban, to mourn for Churban, to be maspid b'sabo and bocha and Churban, perhaps more than what our ancestors had. The Rebbe Shlom gave us almost a little bit, making it a little bit easier for us, perhaps dafka because it's so hard, he made it a little bit easier for us. We have a taste, a mashal, a taste of a taste of Hashras Hashchina, a taste of a taste of Yerushalayim, a mashal, a standing by Kosel, a davening in Yerushalayim, experiences that our great-great-grandparents would have only dreamt of as they suffered pogroms in Europe. To be in Eretz Yisrael, to be so close to Yerushalayim, to go to Yerushalayim, to go to Machon Mikdash, to experience Shabbos in Yerushalayim and Shabbosos, and Beit Meir and Shabbos and Tzvat, and wherever we are throughout Eretz Yisrael, to be able to learn Torah and to daven, to send Shabbos, do mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, we have a mashu, a glimpse, a tipa ben hayam, of what Eretz Yisrael must have been like, what Yerushalayim must have been like, Bivinyonam Amish. And perhaps the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us that little bit of a sense of feeling to experience Kal V'Chomer, Kal V'Chomer, Ben Benosha Kal V'Chomer, what it must have really truly been like. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the ability to be masped in Yerushalayim properly, to be break in Yerushalayim properly, and kolam is abel on Yerushalayim, zoch evra is the process.